Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Jessica Flandro. Homeowners and public officials have been battling for years to stop the invasion of the emerald ash borer, an invasive beetle that has decimated ash tree populations in more than 20 states. The adult beetle feeds on tree leaves and is nearly harmless, while the larvae prey on the inner bark of ash trees, which results in the tree's death. The species, which was first discovered in Michigan in 2002, was found in the Quad Cities in September of 2013. Unfortunately, once the beetle is discovered in a community, there is little anyone can do to stop it. At best, the infestation can be slowed to prevent massive die-offs, which make tree removal more manageable. The question for homeowners and city officials alike is whether to treat trees or remove them. Treating a tree typically costs between $100 and $250 and must be repeated every 2 years, for as long as 10 or 20 years. On the other hand, removing a tree can cost anywhere from $700 to $1,200, which means a tree can be treated for a number of years before the cost of treatment outweighs the cost of removal. When deciding whether to treat a tree or remove it, one must consider the value of a tree in the landscape and the treatment cost versus the cost of removing and replacing the tree. Timing is important when deciding whether to treat or remove a tree. Research suggests that treatment can be effective on trees that have experienced less than 50% canopy thinning, or when 75% of the tree is still visibly healthy. Sick trees are unlikely to survive and are typically not worth treating. There are several thousand trees in the Quad City area that will be affected by the invasion. Some of the trees will be treated, but it is likely that many will have to be removed and disposed of at a significant cost. Davenport and Bettendorf have inventoried trees on public land and allocated annual budgets to treatment and removal. Rock Island and Moline have made estimates, but will complete a full inventory of trees and develop a plan of treatment and removal this summer. The hope is to treat as many trees as possible, since they provide many benefits, but the main goal is to be prepared and not become overwhelmed by the invasion. Careful consideration of the options can help homeowners protect valuable trees and keep natural spaces intact, or allow them to make preparations and avoid future surprises.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.